Well, thank you for tuning in for our teaching today. I want to say the devil's mad and I'm glad. You know, when we praise God and glorify God's name, we rattle the devil. And he's rattled at what's going on. And I got to fight from him from every side so I know that God is moving. Because when God goes to moving, the devil goes to messing. So let's pray and get right into our teaching today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the power of your word and the power of your anointing. Now break the yoke, set the captives free. Let men and women be and receive and receptive to the message that's going forth today. And let their spirits be uplifted. Let their hearts be open. Their minds be sober. God, give them victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus as they receive this teaching. Amen and amen. I want to get right into the teaching today. The Word of God tells us, he that endureth the end, the same shall be saved. So I'm going to minister on the thought and teach on the thought of endurance. And here we come in Matthew in the 10th chapter in verse 22, very powerful scripture. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Now, I want to say this. There's a lot of people say that anything you works or anything that you do don't have anything to do with your salvation. That might be true in this point. You cannot produce works that will merit or merit you salvation. But once you have obtained salvation, you're saved unto good works. Then, you know, if you throw this thing away, God won't forsake you and God won't leave you. He'll go with you all the way. But God won't drag you to heaven if you don't want to go there. And if you turn out with a life that's full of the devil, living for the devil, serving the devil, then that's plain and clear that you don't want to go to God's heaven. Some people would be so miserable in heaven they don't know what to do. Because they're going to find out that they're going to have to quit their cigarettes. They're going to have to quit their spitting and chewing their tobacco. They're going to have to quit all them ill habits and filthy habits. They're going to have to quit drinking. They're going to have to quit adultery and fornication. They're going to have to quit all the sins that they so take pleasure in doing. They're going to have to quit those things. A lot of pastors have never told their church members this. They're leading them right straight into hell, and in hell they're going to be theirself. Because they've not declared the full counsel of God's word. They've not declared the truth. They've only declared what that makes them popular or what gets them a good attendance record or a good offer. Some folks must think God is dumb, because why would he put all these things in his word if he didn't mean for us to live by them and to go by them? Why did he say that if you do these things, you'll never fall if there is a place wherein that you can fall? You know, I simply say this, if I be wrong about salvation and I be wrong about have to live it and walk it and talk it and abide in the commandments and the ways of God, if I be wrong about that and we get to heaven, well, I'm in heaven because I've done all these things. But if you're wrong and you get to the door of heaven, you are not going to go in, because he's going to call you a worker of iniquity, and he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. So think that out. Salvation is the right way. The way of the Lord is the right way. Any other way is a falsehood. Amen. Now in Matthew, also in the 24th chapter, and looking here, this is at the time the disciples asked Jesus, what was the sign of the, you know, of thou coming and the end of the world? He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. He goes on and lists all the things that's going to happen. Then down in verse 11, he says these words, that many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But listen to what verse 13 said. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. There again, God has given us the opportunity to be saved, but he says it's going to take enduring. Enduring what? The battle of Satan. Enduring the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Enduring all the filth of the world and putting it aside, putting it underfoot, putting it behind you. It's going to take a committed life to walk the streets of gold. No sin will err therein. And I'm telling you something, you need to get it right because the judgment of the Lord is come. Now let's look in John the 6th chapter, verse 26 down through verse 29. And this reads, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. He goes on and says this in verse 27, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth everlasting life, unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you, for him has God the Father sealed. Verse 29, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him who he has sent. God's word endureth. And if we get God's word in our heart and get full of the word of God, we're going to endure the battles. We're going to endure the trials. We're going to be victorious, and we're going to be an overcomer in his name. That word seed will not spoil within us. It will only produce righteousness. If that seed remaineth in you, the Bible said he sinneth not, because that seed will not produce seed that will cause a sin or any kind of corruption in your life. It will only produce victory, because the word of God, it endureth forever, and it brings forth eternal life in the believer, in the one that has the word in their heart. So get the word in your heart, open up your hearts to God, and let God be within your heart. And then if we go back to Mark, and we go, let's see, in the 13th chapter, and we look in verse 13. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. There again, this blessed promise is to that which that endureth, that which that overcometh the world. And you know, God promises over in Revelation many, many times how that he that overcometh and shall inherit the things of God, he shall have a new name, he shall be with him in that city. And it goes on, numerous things that God has promised to that man or that woman that overcometh what? Overcometh the world, overcometh sin, overcometh the devil. And we're able to do that, for we have that which always causes us to triumph through Christ our Lord. So we've got the victory within us. We've got the full power and anointing of God that's producing the victory in our lives. Now in Mark, still in the book of Mark, and Mark the 4th chapter, and I want to get in verse of that 4th chapter, verse 16, and I'm going to go down through 19, and then I want to put an emphasis on verse 20. Now, if we begin to read in the 16th verse, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they had heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. God give these parables for an understanding, and to this understanding that there are many going to receive the word, but they're not going to allow it to produce in their life the victory that they need. Verse 17, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when afflictions or persecution arise, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And we are going to be persecuted for the Lord's sake. We're going to suffer with him, and I'll cover a little bit on that before we close in the teaching today. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world. Notice here it says, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of the riches, and the lust of other things enter in, choking the word, and it becomes unfruitful. This is a powerful understanding here. Many are going to receive the word. Many are going to be born into the kingdom of God, but they're going to refuse to enter in because they will not sustain from the cares of life and all the deceitful lust and sin and all the things that are in the world that choke out the eternal life out of them. Then in verse 20, he said this, this is the one I want to be. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and endure it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. I want the 100-fold blessing. I don't know about you, but that's what I'm looking for, is the 100-fold. Looking in 2 Timothy in the second chapter and in verse 10. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here the writer, Paul to Timothy in 2 Timothy, he made the statement of how he had to endure all things for the elect's sake. And I believe when we are a minister, a teacher, and, no sin's sin. I'm not going to try to say one can sin, one can't. Some preachers think they're exempt for sin, but that's not so. We come under the same standards of God's word, but as a minister, and I think about that scripture, don't let your good be evil spoken of, I think about as a minister, there's a lot of things that I just won't do because it might throw the wrong shadow or the wrong understanding in the face of a sinner or a face of someone that's struggling. We got to live it as close as we can and as tight as we can, and we got to perfect wholeness in our life, in our lifestyle, and not caravanting around in the world with the filth of the world and not partaking of the filth of the world. A lot of things I have to abstain from. The Bible says abstain from evil and the appearance thereof. It looks like evil, smells like evil. Stay away from it. Leave it alone, and you'll be a whole lot safer that way. Then our closing verse for today is in James, the 5th chapter, and in verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Now, if we can grasp this, Job had to have patience. Here in the point, Satan set in against him two major rounds. He lost all of his family. He lost basically everything. And then here his wife come and said, Job, you've lost your integrity. Why don't you curse God and die? And right in the teeth, she hit him with that. But the Bible said, you know, in all these things, Job did not sin or falsely accuse God by his mouth for anything. He said, naked I come in the world, naked I leave. And he said, you know, even though the Lord slay me, yet will I trust him. He declared, if our delight be in the Lord, we could decree a thing, see it established unto us. So Job had an insight on this thing of endurance. And the Bible uses that example, have the patience of Job, because in your patience possess ye your soul. So let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the power to overcome and to endure. And God, give us victory now as we walk and talk the word of God. Lord, lift us up and let us stand above the shackles and the shadows of this old world. Let us be an overcomer. And let us recognize he that endureth in the same shall be saved. Thank God for salvation of our soul. Until next teaching, God bless you.